Ons gaan al die extra loops en kringetjies en kruisies ook ry om die maksimum afstand te kry oor 8 dae, Klasie.
Dis korrek.
Met 'n totaal en al sonkrag aangedrewe voertuig.
Dis korrek, ja.
Wow. So welkom en goeiemôre. Saam met ons in die ateljee is Klasie Botha en Craig Gebhardt en hulle sien alles van die Sasol sonkrag uitdaging. Goeiemôre, morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Ek het soveel vrae. Ons het nie genoeg tyd nie.
Niels is hy sit hier, hy trippel skoon van opgewondenheid.
Spesifikasies en regulasies. Hoekom, waarom, wat gaan aan? Verduidelik.
Niels, die reisies is oorspronklik kom het van waar ons span vandaan af kom. Ons het oorspronklik hierdie skoolkar reisies gehad.
Ja,
ek weet nie of julle dit onthou
nie. Ek onthou dit. Ja, ek was nog te bietjie oorgewig om goeie tyd te kry.
Maar in elk geval, dit was nog altyd vir my 'n droom geweest. Ek wil graag aan die Sasol Solar Challenge. Ja. Dis 'n internasionale reis wat ek deelgeneem het. En ag, die ding het net so uitgewerk met COVID saam dat ons het nou die skoolkar projek.
Ja.
Het nou, ons het, ek het my infrastruktuur verloor.
Ja.
En toe het ons nou maar voltyds het ek nou in die, dis nou die 4 jaar wat ek besig is met hierdie kar.
Hmm.
En verskriklik baie harde werk, maar ons is daar, ons het 'n baie goeie kar, ons gaan kompeterend wees. Die reisies is nou volgende week, doen ons, begin ons met die skrutinering en dan van die 13de September tot die 20ste September, nou eindig ons in Kaapstad.
En Craig, your involvement in this?
So I got involved primarily from the solar side. I run a company that does solar panels and things. So I designed the solar for the car. We are a multidisciplinary team. So there are a number of local engineers and enthusiasts who do different parts. So, for example, I'm doing the solar. There's somebody doing the motor.
Yeah.
So that's how I got involved in the project. And it's been very interesting. The car is very focused on technology, and we have to get the most efficiency out of a solar panel that is limited to 4 square meters. So, you know, if you don't have an efficient solar panel, a solar panel that's well cooled, you don't make the distance.
So, and this is, as you've explained off mic, this is regulations for all the vehicles participating in this.
That's correct, yeah. So we are limited to a certain area of solar collector. In this case, it's 4 square meters. Our battery weight is limited to 20 kilograms and a specific chemistry as well. The vehicle has to have a minimum of three wheels, and the rest of it is up to us to innovate and make something that's as light and as fast and efficient as possible.
I think, you know, technically speaking, some things like aerodynamics play quite a large role. Rolling resistance, you know, you need the most efficient vehicle as far as possible. So hierdie kar, wat noem jy hom nou? Ja, dis solar flare.
En ons kar se naam is Solar Flare, en in die flare is baie belangrik. Dit is nie soos in 'n son bars nie, dit is soos in 'n pou. Dink in terme, ons pronk met hierdie voertuig.
So, beskryf hoe dit lyk. Is dit 'n 3 of 4 wiel voertuig? Ek dink so min wiele is moontlik, nê.
Hy 3 wiele en dan ons het 'n 3 kW motor, waterverkoelde motor met 'n radiator, so jy Engels kan gebruik.
Ja.
En dan Craig en Mark Schumann is die ander man wat saam met ons is. Die hele telemetrie en die data, hoe hulle dit monitor en dan gebruik. Die groot geheim is, jy ry die dag met die son en dan moet jy genoeg battery oorhou vir môreoggend tot die son weer, voor die son weer oordentlik skyn. So dit is 'n baie strategiese reis, verskriklik intens.
Ja.
Maar jy het ook genoem dat die voertuig en die span wat dan uiteindelik wen, gaan oor die meeste kilometers vir daai voertuig kon doen.
Dis korrek, ja.
Ok, maar almal ry dieselfde roete.
Ja, kan ek net gou ook teruggaan, daar's 14 spanne wat ingeskryf het, 7 internasionale spanne.
Wow.
Die Brunel Team 20 en Inoptus, dis die 3 topspanne in die wêreld.
Ja.
Inoptus het die Bridgestone reisies gewen, nou verlede jaar Oktober maand, en was ongelooflik lekker, weet, om saam met hierdie groot ouens te ry. Ons direkte kompetisie is TOT, Johannes de Vries, so ek wil graag,
goed, manne, ja.
Ja, ons gaan vir 'n podium, ek wil graag, uit die Suid-Afrikaanse oogpunt, wil ek,
maar natuur,
ek wil daar boe, saam met hulle wees.
So, hierdie route word dan nou gery Kaapstad toe. Wat is die mikpunt vir kilometers wat jy wil afhandel?
ons wil graag probeer 3000 kilometer.
3000 kilometer in 8 dae, slegs op sonkrag. Hoeveel van 'n rol speel drywer vernuf en oefening wanneer dit kom by, kom ons noem dit nou maar, efficiency, as ek nie die Afrikaanse woord daarvoor.
Goed, wat gebeur is, ons het 4 drywers, en ons het hierdie jaar dus oordentlik geoefen, elke keer het ons gaan toetsritte doen, en soos het maar gaan as jy ding ontwikkel, elke keer dan breek al iets, en toe later het ons een toetsrit gedoen, dan begin niks breek nie, en dat was ons van my,
betrouwbaarheid is belangrijk,
baie betrouwbaar, ja. En elke drywer word belast tot 80 kilogram. As die drywer 60 kilogram weeg, dan sit jy 20 kilogram extra.
Okay, so dat is een ballast weight wat ook bijgesit.
Ja, wat bijkom, okay.
So dit maak het regverdig?
Dit maak het regverdig. Die oorseese spanne het allemaal F3 rally drywers.
Ja.
Hulle is allemaal ook even groot. Dit is baie interessant. Yeah. So hulle, ek denk hulle sit seker omtrent 2 of 3 kilogram elke net by. En, maar jy kan dus julle sien ook al, allemaal lyk precies dieselfde.
Sure, daai is Craig, so all right, so the vehicles will you're starting off in Secunda, is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, and then you've got a certain route that you're going to go down towards Cape Town, but then there is loops that you're allowed to do to accumulate the kilometers, which will enable you to then win
that
in
is
the end of the day. But it's not, it's quite a balancing act, isn't it?
Absolutely, because you have to have your fixed route that all the cars follow every day. And if you arrive early at your checkpoint, you can then do these loops. But you have to ensure that you complete a loop. If you run out of time, you don't complete the loop, it doesn't count. But then you've used your battery and your solar panel for nothing in that point. So it's very strategic that we do it that way.
Chess game.
Absolutely, and something very interesting about our team as well, which makes it very different from the international teams, is we've done this all just sort of on our own, and we've involved members of the community, we've encouraged students to get involved in the project as well, whereas the university teams tend to be quite closed, and only your very top students have access to it. It's allowed us really to involve local people and local communities. So it's very much a local project, which we're very proud of. And we are still actually looking for additional local team members. And I think Klaasie would like to talk to that a bit.
Die ontspan bestaan uit 12 mense. Daar's 4 designated posities. Die ene is die team captain, team director, safety officer. En die vierde ene is a battery officer. En had ons 4 drivers. En had ons a scouting. 2 scouting mense, en dan wat ons nog benodig is, iemand om ons kamp te hanteer, te kook, en dan die basisse kamp kom dan.
Vooruit te rij, seker te maak, alles is daar en
kamp,
gereed en so.
Ja, die kamp opslaan, en dan as ons weg is, vertrek het vroeg die oggend weer, die kamp opslaan, en weer na die volgende kampplek toe kan gaan.
Jy kan ons WhatsApp stuur op 0614964323, as jy wil betrokke raak daarby. So I have to ask, Craig, technically speaking, when it comes to weather conditions, wind, especially going down to Cape Town, how much of a factor that you can't plan for is this outside stuff, the elements?
It is a very big factor. It's something we need to consider all the time. We have this follow car which drives behind the vehicle, and we get live data out of the vehicle constantly. So we are always aware of what's happening, how much solar power is coming into the vehicle, how much battery we've got left, how much we're consuming on the motor.
Yes.
And we need to make real-time decisions. If we see that we're going to head into a big cloud bank or something like that, we need to advise the drivers to adjust the way they're driving, or we need to plan up ahead and say, listen, we can't go and do these loops today because tomorrow might be cloudy as well, and we need to adjust for that. So there's a lot of strategy, real-time strategy and planning. So there's a huge amount of work for the people sitting in the follow vehicle. The driver obviously has a big job driving and responding to that, but the real decision-making happens based on data.
And no cars allowed in front of this vehicle. What is the regulation with regards to that? Because a hole being punched in the air aerodynamically makes a big difference for that efficiency as well.
Yeah. So no one may drive right in front of the vehicle. The vehicle has to have a clean air coming onto it. So there is a scout car that goes out front, but that is a couple of kilometers up ahead looking for things like, oh, are there big potholes? You need to avoid this. Or there's a stop and go up ahead.
Yeah.
What is the timing going to be on that? And they feed that back to the follow car, which That's then informs the driver.
As jy nou net ingeskakel het, welkom hier by Sonop. Ons praat met Klaas Ibota en Craig Gebhard en hulle gaan deelneem aan die Sasol Sonkrag uitdaging wat op die 13 September in Secunda gaan begin, al die pad af tot in die Kaap. Baie, baie, baie interessante onderwerp, want dis nie net klim in, hier is die son en daar gaan ons nie. Dit is 'n redelike, soos hy nou verduidelik het, 'n hengse span wat verantwoordelik is. En Klaas, is seer sekerlik is daar baie uitdagings in terme van dinge wat kan skeefloop.
Baie interessant is, weet, die moeilikste gedeelte in die hele voertuig is die stuurstelsel. Hmm. En ek het die stuurstelsel 8 keer oorgebou voor ek tevrede is. Jo. En weet, nou ek kan net by sê, ons kar ry gemakkelijk na 100 km per uur. Dis heel te maar te vinnig, want hy eet ons te veel energie op. Ja, ja. So, maar hy kom het gemak, kom ons op na 100 km per uur. En ek dink, tegen die afdraanders gaan ons waarschijnlijk nog. Baie interessant is, ons het 'n plek gesoek waar 'n platstuk aarde, 2 km platstuk aarde in die laafveld is. Mm.
Ja, sterkte met dit.
Ja.
Ons het nie gekry nie. Ons het by Renosterkop, het ons daar so'n stukkie pad gesien, wat ons 'n paar keer nou gaan toets het.
So, dit is vir my baie interessant, wat is min of meer die gemiddelde spoed? En ek verstaan, daar is baie ander faktore betrokke. Maar as jy min of meer moet sê, wat is die gemiddelde spoed wat jy gaan moet handhaaf met hierdie voertuig?
Weet, ek reken ons moet so 70-75.
Ja.
Dink ek behoort vir ons sinvolle kilometers per uur te wees.
Voordat jy by die plek kom waar die windweerstand jou batterijlewe vreet en sovoorts en sovoorts, is hy middelpunt om te vind wanneer efficiëntie en spoed en momentum en sovoorts als een rol speel.
Okay, but then I've got another question. I've got lots of questions. But the next question I want to know, Craig, is if you get to a stage with your vehicle, hopefully not, but let's say, for instance, your battery's been depleted, or whatever, and there's not necessarily the amount of sun that you need. What happens then? Is there a contingency plan? What happens?
Absolutely. So the idea is obviously not to run out of battery. that's the last thing we want to do. But it could happen. We could have 2 or 3 days of very cloudy weather, and then we need to make a decision on how do we go with this. Obviously, we want to get the vehicle all the way down to Cape Town. So in a real worst-case scenario, if we do run out of power and there isn't enough sun to sit and recharge the vehicle sufficiently, there is the opportunity for us to pick the vehicle up onto a trailer and then move it to the next point. But obviously, there's a penalty involved. So that's something we don't want to do. We don't want to end up in that situation. And we should be able to, even with partly cloudy weather, just reduce our speed and still carry on and make the distance that we need to make.
The wonderful thing is it's a plain field for all the vehicles.
Yeah, all the technicalities and regulations.
The vehicles has to have the same, they got the same problems looming, what that is concerned.
Well, it depends on what time of day you are where, I suppose, as well, strategy-wise, planning ahead. So in terms of the solar panels, how do you ensure that the solar panels are facing the right direction all the time and making sure that it catches the most amount of sun? Is there a strategy for that?
There is, and we investigated the option of being able to tilt this panel. Yeah. But the technical problems with that are that you face a lot of, well, it's weight, firstly, but secondly, you have a big risk from wind coming over, and you get a side gust that can easily flip the vehicle. So the complications in doing that were just, they exceed the benefits that you're going to gain from it. So we're going with a very, very flat panel. Obviously, we're avoiding any shading from the canopies.
Yeah.
We also have electronics which ensure that the different parts of the panel are able to operate independently and feed that power in. So the optimal sun angle is less of an issue because of the way we've managed it electronically.
And also then motor-wise, we haven't spoken about the motor yet. Obviously, you need something as efficient as possible, but also something with enough power that can drive this vehicle to a certain... nou verstaan ek precies hoe dit lyk. Ons gaan 'n foto op sosiale media sit van die manne hier in die atelier, sowel as die voertuig, oor hoe dit lyk. Nou verstaan ek heel wat beter. Ja, dis interessant. So, motor-wise, what are we doing?
So, motor-wise, we investigated a number of different options. And I think, again, just falling back to where our team comes from, we don't have a budget, per se. Everything is funded, self-funded. And, you know, the university teams that are participating in this race have budgets up to sort of 2 million euro, which is massive. Yeah. And we're funding this out of pocket. So we are a tiny fraction of that. So we've really looked for innovation in what is around. We investigated things from a washing machine motor through various things. And we've ultimately settled on a brushless DC motor that can go up to 3 kilowatts of power. But 3 kilowatts exceeds exceeds our solar input, which is about 1,000 watts at most. And 3,000 watts is just too much. So we've had to limit that motor, but we've found a very efficient working point for the motor. We've got a very efficient drivetrain that Classy has built for us. We've added the water cooling, which comes on a temperature switch. So if that motor starts getting too warm, we cool it down to keep within efficiency points. So that's all been adjusted to get optimal efficiency for this vehicle.
Baie opwindend.
Ja, ek kan nie, ek, ons sal moet ophou praat, want ek sal nie, ek sal regtig nie ophou nie. Ek het soveel vrae nog, maar ons sal 'n foto neem van Klaas Jelle en dan sal ons 'n foto van die voertuig, van die Solar Flare, ook vir jou op ons sosiale media sit met hierdie gesprek, wat jy later vir iemand kan aanstuur op sosiale media.
Ons gaan definitief vir julle dop hou en ons hoop regtig dit gaan goed. Ons is baie opgewonde en ons sal eintlik baie graag we would love to sort of speak to you en route if it's possible. Every now and then if you could maybe give us a call and we can just you know, how's it going or where are you, etc.
That'd be fantastic. I just have one last thing I'd like to add. And obviously I mentioned our funding and we would really like the community support anybody who feels they're able to help us, even with, you know, 50 Rand donation. Mm. We have a campaign that's online. It's hosted on Back a Buddy. So backabuddy.com. And if you search for Solar Flare, we'll pop up. We have a campaign running there and we'd really appreciate just contributions to help us also with the journey. We have a lot of costs in terms of fuel costs and support and meals that we have to supply. So it would really be great to have some community support and we'd like to encourage community in the future. This is not going to be a once-off project. This is something that will carry on for years and over the next 5-10 years we'll ultimately build an even better vehicle and we'd love people to become involved.
Klaasie, sosiale media, waar kan mense jou volg?
Goed, ons is op MP Solar Flare EV Challenge Car. En dan kom, as jy die link insin, dan kom jy op ons Instagram en op ons Facebook uit.
MP Solar Flare EV Challenge Car.
Ja, is alles klein letters, alles aan mekaar.
Kan jy daar gaan opsoek. Ons is baie opgewonde om te hoor hoe dit gaan, wat die uitdagings is, wat die onvoorsiene uitdagings is, wanneer die dag kom, wanneer ons van Secunda tot in die Kaap ry met 3000 km in gedagte met 'n totaal en al sonpaneel aangedrewe voertuig. Klaasie Craig, baie baie dankie dat jy met ons kom gesels het. Dis fascinerend, baie opwindend.
En baie sterkte.
Dankie Niels.
Dankie.
Dankie Niels, dankie Andri.